Well, Ellen, of course, you got the winning penalty in the semi-final against Chelsea, which took Blues ladies to Wembley. It should be a tremendous day one way and another, shouldn't it?
100%, yeah. The fact that we're hearing that it's going to be a record-breaking crowd is really exciting. The fact that it's at Wembley, we're delighted, obviously, to be in the final. But it's crazy to think that this is our preparation week now for the final. So I think there's a lot of buzz around the camp and everyone's excited. This will be our preparation, our game plan week of what we're going to do facing Man City. But ultimately, yeah, we can't wait, and we're delighted to know that it's on Saturday, so we can't wait.
And it's a case of, being a little bit nervous because that's healthy, but not letting those nerves control you, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. We can't let the occasion get too much for us. And I think nerves are always good. But I think we can all draw on different experiences of playing in big games or in big stadiums. I know a lot of the girls have played in Champions League. A lot of them have played in, younger age groups in England and international level. So, we've all got those experiences to really draw upon. And I think obviously when you do walk out of Wembley and there's 34,500 people, it's going to be a little bit nerve-wracking. But ultimately, when we cross the white line, we want to be playing our football. We want to be playing with a smile on our face and really expressing ourselves. So I think that's what we're going to be trying to do, and just enjoy it. We're going out to win, and we can't wait.
And a member of the senior England squad, of course, yourself. So does that give you a little bit of added responsibility to kind of help the younger ones through a wee bit?
Yeah, I feel a little bit older now, a little bit of experience. I think I've got more of a senior role, and more of a kind of leadership role in terms of, drawing on those experiences. And yeah, the youngsters are, I wish I was a youngster because they've got no fear, so I love that. But I think a lot of us have spoken about our different experiences, about not getting too disappointed or too nervous, and I think everyone's just going to be excited, to be honest. But we've got so much experience and wealth of experience within this squad that we can draw upon different times of which we need to use that throughout the week. So we can't wait.
And Mark says that there's a belief within the squad, there has to be, that you can go and beat Manchester City. You've proved it against the likes of Arsenal, who were the holders, and Chelsea in the semi-finals as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of belief, really. Obviously, like you say, we've beaten Arsenal, we've beaten Chelsea, and that gave us a lot of confidence and momentum. And, we've got a great togetherness as a squad. Everyone gets on really well. It's probably a cliche. Probably people are like, no, they don't. But no, it's for me as well. I came in January, and it can be quite daunting walking into an environment when there's 22 girls established in a team already. But everyone, just took me by the scruff of the neck and, had a lot of banter, and everyone just was really lovely. So it's a really lovely environment to play football. And we've got a lot of a belief and ambition in this club, and Mark's brought that in. And we can't wait to be facing Man City and just be walking out onto that pitch now.
And tell us about the goal celebration. Most people are familiar with it. I know you're probably tired of talking about it, but yeah. It's because you wear glasses, isn't it, off the field that you do that? No?
No, it's not. Okay. It's basically me and my husband really like German football, like the Bundesliga football, and we're big fans of Cologne, and Anthony Modest, the striker for Cologne, that's his celebration. Okay. So it's kind of for my husband and me, but it started to get a bit bigger than what I thought it'd be, so I have to kind of continue it. But it's mainly for him, really. But I do wear glasses off the field as well, so it could be interpreted as that as well.
Well, there you go, that's where I thought it came from. But you've just told me the real story.
Yeah, now this is the real one. I probably should have said that then.
What would it mean to you, Ellen, if you won an FA Cup winner's medal with Birmingham finally on Saturday?
It would mean everything. It would be a dream come true, obviously, to win it at Wembley. The FA Cup final is a trophy that is huge in the English game, whether that be men's football or women's football, and this is the pinnacle that you want to be winning, obviously the league and stuff like that, but this is the one that we want. We want trophies at this club, we want to be ambitious, and we want to be competing and beating the likes of Man City, Arsenal and Chelsea and these top teams. So this is the great stage for us to showcase what we're about, and yeah, 100% we want to be going out there and fighting for that trophy, that's what we'll be doing. And it'll be a dream come true for every one of these players and staff and all our fans and family and friends, for all the dedication that we've done as well in the training field and all that hard work. So we're going to be doing everything we can to bring that trophy back to Birmingham.
And if it came to penalties again, you'd fancy that?
Of course, yeah. I'll be putting my hand up. Obviously, yeah. It's a hard thing to do. Penalties. It's a difficult one. I have so much respect for anyone that puts their hand up and says they want to take the penalty. So of course, if it did come to that, I'd put my hand up and I'd stand up and take a penalty for the team. But hopefully, it won't have to come to that.